Love tap on dignity. Dignity. Do you ever find yourself in a little bit of a fuss and a tangle for one reason or another? Your kids driving you crazy, your boss driving you crazy, somebody cuts you off. Suddenly you're going through the stream of life and suddenly somebody knocks you off course. And you get all excited and in a big old fuss and a dander. Trust me. I know about getting into a fuss and a dander, and suddenly I find myself, who is otherwise cool, nonplussed, easy, relaxed, and always singing that song, take it easy, take it easy with yourself, yeah, hey, yeah. Well, not me. On that, suddenly I get into such a pissy state. And so part of it is keeping your dignity about that, about you. Yeah. I was on the phone with tech support, and if that doesn't challenge anybody's sense of dignity, not a lot will. And sometimes it's very positive. But the key is here is about keeping your sense of dignity. And dignity, not as something abstract, is like, whoa. Dignity is your life energy. Your life energy is all this great sense of peace, of worth, of value. Is not giving yourself to that energy and that pain. Not giving yourself to that anger. Not giving yourself to the other person's unkindness. Not giving yourself away your life energy. Staying focused. Sure, somebody might cut you off, somebody might do something stupid, and hopefully it's not terribly grievous. Most times what people do are acts of unkindness and unthoughtfulness, but you, centered in your own worth, your own dignity, your own power, your own strength of purpose, that's your dignity, and staying focused, breathing, centered in your dignity. Is power, is strength, is clarity. No matter what people might do, rain might fall or whatnot, you keep your own sense of dignity and worth. As Miss Sally says in my book, Jubilation, are you a person of worth and dignity? She say, I can tell you are. And in that moment when Miss Sally spoke, I always felt such strength and courage in my own being, such dignity in my life that when I walked, my shoulders weren't bent or hunched over, that I wasn't afeared, I wasn't afraid, I wasn't caught up in the pain. Instead, I was a person of worth and dignity.